you know, we definitely got have some things we, you know, we want to improve on and get better, you know. You know, obviously we want to be able to have more yards on the ground, but, you know, at this point we just have to focus on correcting what mistakes we've made and getting on to the Colts.
Do you see teams loading up on the run? I mean, is that something that you can tangibly feel when you're out there?
Maybe at times, you know, that's, you know, one strategy teams might have against us, put some guys in the box and, you know, make us throw the ball. But, you know, we've had success before running with the loaded boxes. So, you know, that's not an excuse we're trying to make.
It seems identity the last few years has been we can run the ball, we need physical. How much do you feel like you got to get to that identity?
Well, you always want to be able to run the ball in this league. You know, at the end of the day, the offenses that can run the ball successfully, you know, you have a better chance because it allows you to be balanced and, you know, kind of keeps – when you can be balanced, it keeps the defenses on their heels.
And Frank's reaction to you guys during one of these games or somewhere he's struggling to get yards, is Frank get vocal about it and what?
Nah, he's been the same. You know, he – you know, I'm sure, you know, Frank Gore wants to get the ball and run the ball, but, you know, I think he's truly about winning at this point. And, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, I know Frank wants to have the ball in his hands, but he'll just be happy at the end of the day with winning games.
Is it more difficult to run in Seattle, given that you don't have the little head start that you might in a home game?
You know, I think it's definitely a tough place to, you know, in both aspects, in pass game and running games, it's definitely a tough place to play, but, you know, that's no excuse. We, you know, have to find the ways when we're in those situations to get the, you know, have a successful day.
I think Cap, you know, doing a good job getting upfield, running the ball. Do you want to see him take off more, pick up place with his feet?
You know, yeah and no. Because sometimes when he's running with his feet, that usually, you know, that might mean someone missed a block. But, you know, if he can make plays with his feet, that's always a plus. But so it's kind of one of those things where sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're not happy about it.
How have you seen him, I guess, bounce back from the Seattle game, just putting that behind him and moving on?
I hadn't seen he seemed like the same Cap to me, you know. He's had his head up all week. He's practicing just as hard. He's focusing just as hard. He's been the same in every aspect.
Jonathan, Frank last year admitted he needed an adjustment in his timing from the read option when it was just a straight power-up run. Have you seen him in the offense line as well? Is that seamless now, back and forth, if it's a power play versus a read option run play with him?
Sorry. Good old airplane.
Frank admitted last year he needed to work on his timing and read option plays. You know, have you seen this year, is it seamless between him and the line and the quarterback, whether it's a power play, a power run, or a read option for him, Frank? Is there any adjustment period, or is it seamless if either is called?
You know, I'm not sure, you know, if he's having any problems with timing. But, you know, as a whole offensive unit, you know, I know there's some things that we can all clean up. So, you know, if we all get some things cleaned up, you know, I think, you know, that'll lead to Frank having some more successful runs. So, you know, I think it's not necessarily just on Frank. It could be this person here and there and that person here and there. So it's just we have to execute better as a unit.
You have running backs with different running styles. Does that change the way you block? Do you have in your mind who's back there during a running play, or is it just
Nah, normally, you know, unless I happen to see the running back in the huddle, I usually don't know who's in there. You know, we have a lot of great backs and, you know, got some guys that can do some different things. But, you know, as a lineman, you're usually coached up to block a guy a certain way and things like that. So, you know, if you get that done, it usually is not going to matter who's in there.
Thank you.